Now, another chapter for you this morning. In our ongoing battle with domestic violence, new stats show that for the years between 2009 to 2015, almost 200 people were killed in family violence incidents. Nearly half of those deaths were at the hands of the victim's partner. A lot of those come with a history of violence. More than a quarter of the deaths were kids. So are we actually making any progress in fixing this? I hear myself asking this question again. Chair of the Family Violence Death Review Committee, Dr. Jackie Short, is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So we've got a six-year block or thereabouts here. Do we have a trend? In other words, is this 6 years better than the previous 6 years or not?
Well, unfortunately, there doesn't actually seem to be a trend. What we found is that the statistics have stayed virtually the same. They are shocking statistics. And what we do know is that these deaths are preventable.
So here we are, all these years on, all these millions of dollars in, all of these God knows how many groups looking at it, and we're going nowhere.
Well, we seem to be going places now, Mike. What we're needing to do now is seize the moment with the groundwork that has actually been done. There's been some really solid work done so that we're no longer being the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. And to give you an example of what's been done, the government has made a clear commitment by establishing this ministerial group on family violence and sexual violence. That's co-chaired by Ministers Adams and Tolley, and they launched some frameworks on how to upskill us as a workforce at a parliamentary summit this week. We've had a huge overhaul of the family violence legislation. We've got family and family violence legislation bill, biggest overhaul in a couple of decades. And of course, in that, now we've got non-fatal strangulation as being a family violence crime. That was one of the committee's recommendations. We know that the criminal justice system and the judiciary are understanding more about family violence dynamics and victim safety issues. Oranga Tamariki is now pledged to be child-focused, and our work has shown that child abuse and neglect and intimate partner violence are completely intertwined, and we're urging Oranga Tamariki to consider both together in their practice frameworks. We've got the police now taking the committee's previous reports on board. They've got they're developing a new family violence mindset training for frontline officers so that our police, when they go out now, won't be thinking domestic, it's another domestic, but they'll be thinking family harm investigation.
Right.
And, and of course, we've got our campaigns still.
Exactly. Well, with all of that, I hope I can ring you up in six more years, Jackie, and go 2015 to 2021. Are we seeing a trend in the right direction? And hopefully you'll be able to say, yes, Mike, we are. I'll look forward to it.